This is Prince John Gaither Eli here with Ismael Cuevas, co-owner of Brothers Rental Services. How you doing, Ismael?
Fine. How are you?
Pretty good. Do I sound okay to you?
Yeah, sounds good.
Good. Okay. Ismael, tell us a little bit about your company and what you guys do.
Well, first of all, my name is Ismael Cuevas, and my company is Brothers Rental Services. And what we do is we got service for people that rental service, how can I say, for chairs, tables, need you know, to help you to get your guests,
okay.
You know, and your party and everything feels good, you know, for you or something.
So you guys provide chairs and tables, and you set a jumper for parties and celebrations and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, any kind of occasion you want, you know, a party, wedding, you know, for your kids, you want to hang out in the park for your kids, all that, you know, to have fun with the family. I mean, we do provide all those services.
Okay. Now tell us, how did you do this business with your brother?
Yes.
How did you guys come up with the idea for this type of company?
Well, the idea came out from my brother, you know, for a couple of friends too, and everything was going to be a big, you know, try to be a little bit a bigger company, but I mean, since people on this time, it's kind of hard for some people, you know, it's end up a little bit just between me and my brother, and, you know, we start with a little bit at a time.
Now tell me, what are some of the motivations that drove you, and what's your brother's name?
Daniel Cuevas.
What's some of the things that drove you in to start a company? Were you guys just wanting to have more income? Were you looking to, you know, for yourself or time one day? What were some of your goals?
Well, you know, we started the company, you know, because we got a little bit more income, but we tried to see if we can spend a little bit more and make it our own business. That way, you know, don't have to worry about what we're going to do now, you know, and if something happens in the future, we got something to survive, you know, on the business, on our business.
Ah, so you guys are looking to lay up something for the future.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now, tell us, Ismael, what have been some of the difficulties or problems you guys have come across in running BRS?
Well, the difficult about, you know, running BRS is, you know, all the companies that've been there for a while try to get competition with the prices on the product we rent, and you know, try to be a little bit more down on the market. That way we can get a little bit more business out of there.
So you can compete better.
We can compete with the other companies, you know.
Okay. I would imagine that renting chairs and tables and a jumper is pretty popular. What would you say your busiest time of the year is? Is it summertime, fall? What's your busiest time?
Summertime is more of the busier the busiest time of the year. You know, because people want to have party for their kids, and that's when they keep calling and calling for it and renting your own post chairs and tables.
Okay. Now tell me this, how long have you guys been in business?
Well, we started a year ago.
Okay.
And it didn't get long, so.
If you had to give yourself a grade, or what, how would you describe your first year in business?
My first day in business?
Your first year. How would you, say
oh,
it's
my
been
first year.
A good first
my
year?
My first year.
Yeah.
Well, I can't describe it as a good one. Because, you know, you never expect that something in 1 year can be on competition with the other companies.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a great year for us, and I can say nothing bad about us this year, and I expect the more of these years in coming, it'd be great for us and the company.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. What kind of advertising and marketing have you and your brother done? Have you guys, like, put any ads in newspapers or anything like a website? Or what are some things you guys have done to advertise?
Well, for advertise our business, you know, we do our own promotion, our own business card, you know, cheese. Put it on the wall, you know, go out in the market, go out the streets, get our cars. I mean, we do our marketing business. We don't use newspaper or nothing like that.
Are you guys looking to branch out and do that in the future?
No. Not really.
What about the internet? Are you guys on Facebook or anything like that?
No, we don't got nothing on Facebook, but we would like to have, you know, some website on it, and I'm talking to my brother about it, and, you know, and looking for, you know, get some business on the internet, put our email address on it and everything, that way we can get a little bit more work.
Okay. Tell us, when someone rents your chairs and tables and your jumper, what's a typical day like for you and Daniel regarding delivery and setup and all that?
How?
Yeah. Tell us how that goes. You have an order. Let's say on a Saturday you got someone who's ordered a jumper and the chairs and the tables. What do you guys normally do? Describe that day to us.
Well, you know, we usually get the call and ask for the prices. You know, we got to cheap prices for them. And we load it up, everything they need. We set it up. We set it up for you if you want to. And we put the jumper in place, we can put the chairs in place for you. I mean, we get into your house, you know, and talk to you, you know. Be nice. Try to be a nice person, not to be rough with nobody. That way, you know, you can talk to other people about us.
Right. So you guys will actually deliver the chairs and tables and the jumper, and you also go pick it up?
Yes.
Okay. How far out do you guys go? You guys, where are you guys based at? What's the city?
We're based on Winston-Salem right now.
Okay.
And the farthest we can go right now is, what can I tell you? It's about 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay, so you guys are willing to drive about half an hour to 45 minutes to deliver and pick up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you this question. You've been in business for your first year. If I were to ask your brother how he feels about the first year, what do you think he'd say? Do you think he'd be surprised at how successful you've been?
Yes.
What do you think he'd say?
He'd be surprised about it because we never expect to be, you know, in 1 year, be busy, you know. And I think he will be surprised. He will be surprised about how the business is working.
So like you, you say that he's pretty pleased overall. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Here's a question that we like entrepreneurs. When you guys started up with your company, did you guys do a business plan?
No, we don't did a business plan. Everything started so fast and, you know, we never talk about that.
Okay. Now, after your first year, what would you say some things, some lessons that you've learned or some mistakes that you guys have made in your first year?
Mistakes, but what we make, mistakes, we don't got really mistakes, you know, it's just learning things of the life. You cannot call it mistakes. You know, just learning stuff out of the life. Like, you know, like if you got the bad mistake, it's like learning thing we pass as we win all our
What was that?